Alice Malsenio Walker. Alice Walker was born the 9th February of 1944, and actually she's still alive and is 72 years old. She was born at Putnam County in Georgia in United States. She was born in a farming family and has different origin: Afro-American, Cherokee, Scottish and Irish. She was married to Mel Leventhal from 1967 to 1976 and has one daughter, Rebecca Walker, who became a feminist activist and a militant too, like her mother. Alice Walker is a woman writer. She wrote different types of books: short stories, novels, essays, poetry collections, newspaper articles, poems. She has a very varied skill base. She began her studies at Spelman University in Atlanta in Georgia and had the good luck to work with the history teacher Howard Zinn, who inspired her after in her thoughts and her books. Then she graduated from Sarah Lawrence University in 1965 in New York. The first book she wrote was a poetry collection when she was at Sarah Lawrence University. Then she joined the MS magazine, a North California newspaper, in 1970. She wrote an especially interesting article about Sarah Neale Hudson, an American novelist, a short story writer, folklorist, and an anthropologist. Her first novel is The Third Life of Grange Copeland, published in 1970. Then she wrote The Meridian in 1976. It told the fight of militants for civic rights in the South. She was known thanks to her novel The Color Purple in 1982, which received the Pulitzer Prize of Fiction and the American Book Award. It tells the story of a young woman who fights against the racism of white people. It was adapted into a movie in 1985 and a musical was created in 2005 on Broadway. For her work in its entirety, she received the Lillian Smith Awards from the National Endowment for the Arts, the Rosenthal Awards from the National Institute of Arts and Letters. Recently, she received the Domestic Human Rights Award from Global Exchange in 2007 and the Lenin One Grant for Peace in 2010. She's an American feminist militant. She's for the black feminism. She's also an activist. She's politically committed thanks to her work for Howard Zinn during the 60s in the American Civil Rights Movement. She is for the equality of all humans' rights. And she met Martin Luther King at Spelman College in 1960. She wrote in America and belonged to a specific movement for Afro-American writers. She also talks about the racism, the slavery, the religion, the liberty, the American society, the African-American culture, and the social equality. Her works highlight the fight of colored women against racism, sexism, and violence in the American society. Short extracts. Everything wants to be loved. I sing and dance and holler, just trying to be loved. Time moves slowly, but passes quickly. Here's the thing, say Shug. The thing I believe. God is inside you and inside everybody else. You come into the world with God. But only them that search for it inside find it. And sometimes it just manifests itself even if you're not looking or don't know what you're looking for. Trouble do it for most folks, I think. Sorrow, Lord. Feeling like shit. It, I ask. Yeah, it. God ain't a he or a she, but it. But what do it look like? I ask. Don't look like nothing, she say. I ain't a picture show. It ain't something you can look at apart from anything else, including yourself. I believe God is everything, say Shug. Everything that is or ever was or ever will be. And when you came feel that, and be happy to feel that, you found it.